One unifying characteristic of the seniors gathered at Squamish's Shannon Falls retirement residence is that they are affable folks, each with a positive outlook on life. The Squamish chief recently met with several residents in Shannon Falls Activity Room for a wide-ranging chat about their lives, and in the October theme of Thanksgiving, they mused on what they were grateful for. Each had faced challenges that all full lives include, but all were appreciative of the time they have been given with family and their friends at Shannon Falls. Rona Levine, 86, dressed bright and cheery, wearing a bright orange blouse despite the rainy day outside, moved to Shannon Falls from her home in Penticton in 2022. Levine, like most others the chief met with, said the move to Squamish and Shannon Falls was her adult child's idea. I was going to be very hesitant to start out with, but once I arrived and my things got here, and I met a few people, now I am very happy that I am here, she said. She worked all her life, she said, noting most recently she and her late husband ran a gravel and sand business in Mackenzie. Mother of five, Jackie Kyle, 88, moved to Shannon Falls on June 1 from Quebec. She said that one of her sons lives in Pemberton and spearheaded her move here. She grew up in Salt Lake, Manitoba, and worked at a bank for years. Asked what, if anything, has surprised her about being her current age, Kyle said with a laugh, I have no idea why I'm still alive. Levine concurred, saying she had smoked, so she was surprised she had outlived others along the way. I'm surprised that I made it over the top, she said, adding she wants to now enjoy every minute life offers. What are you thankful for? Levine said she was grateful most that her family members were all okay. I have five grandchildren and eight great-grandchildren. They're all alive, haven't lost any of them. I'm very grateful for that, she said. And for being where I am. So many people are on the street, and in conditions that they don't belong, and here we are. Bob Callahan moved to Shannon Falls from Darcy 4 years ago. Callahan said family is also what he is most grateful for. I've received a lot of nice blessings in my life. I guess the top of the list is family, he said. He is also grateful to live in Canada. Compared to the rest of the world, I'm really grateful for that. Anne Moss, originally from Nova Scotia, moved to Shannon Falls 3 years ago and is grateful to be near family, her daughter and grandson, and for life at Shannon Falls. I'm grateful for this place, she said, to nods of agreement from the other residents who sat listening. Grateful for the staff, they are just wonderful. They will just come anytime you want and you never feel like you are imposing on them or anything. Both Moss, 87, and Callahan, 90, said they enjoy the activities at Shannon Falls, in particular the readers and writers group. Moss said that they get a subject, write about it and then read it to the group, which always supports the writers' efforts. Moss is also grateful for the mountains and beauty all around her. It's so beautiful here, she said.